Hello everyone and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast, which might sound a little bit echoey because I'm coming to you from the bathroom of the apartment I'm staying in Mexico, because Amelia's on another call and I thought this would be the most soundproof area, but now I'm realising there's quite a lot of echo in here. But you know what? Some people like that. They don't. But here we are. It's better than nothing. So hi, from Mexico. Do you know one thing that was quite unexpected about Mexico? Is that sometimes you sit down for dinner in like a nice quiet place, order some nice tacos, or you sit down with a coffee to do some work, and then genuinely creep up behind you a full band, like a full Mexican band with sombreros, with full trumpets, with like drums and guitars, and then they'll literally play in your face for, like, you're saying, oh, it's definitely going to end soon. No, just stay, they just stay there. If we're having dinner, we can't speak because it's so loud. Also, I sound like an 80-year-old, like, oh, could you turn that down, please? But anyway, that was unexpected, so if you ever come to Mexico, just be aware that that often happens, especially when you're in the middle of, like, quite a serious conversation. Anyway, you probably didn't come for that knowledge. One very large thing that I did this week was relaunch AFM with some massive changes. It's a bit of a soft launch before January. And FYI, if you're thinking of joining, join now because the prices will go up in January because of the extra value that you're going to get. But the prices stay the same as the price that you come onto because loyalty. Anyway, this means that I've spoken to a lot of people about their businesses this week. And the biggest barrier to people signing up is that they've been like burnt in the past or like conned or kind of stung by business mentors in the past. And it is a pretty scammy space. And you're essentially, I don't know, preying on like vulnerable people, promising them things that they can't deliver and then asking them to shed out a huge amount of money. And that is exactly why I wanted to start mentoring. Like, I've spent 10 years in the industry. The last thing I'm going to do after 10 years of building a reputation is scam people. Like, there is no way I would do that. There's not enough money that someone could offer me to do that. On AFM, there are no pushy sales. There are no pressing your pain points or trying to find your vulnerabilities. The offer is really simple. I know how to grow businesses. I know how to build your confidence. I know how to push you. I know how to break down your limiting beliefs. And I know how to motivate you into taking action. And I want to see great coaches in the industry winning. It's also, conveniently, incredibly cheap. So you're not going to waste thousands of pounds like many other mentorship programs. If you feel like you don't get the value that you wanted to after a month, you can just leave. I don't tie anyone in. I know that a lot of people do that in all coaching spheres, but genuinely, I don't want to work with anyone that doesn't want to work with me. And there are enough people that do want to work with me that I don't need to tie people in. People stay because they want to stay, and they're the people that I want to work with. And they stay because the value of what you get, it's an absolute no-brainer to stay. So if you're thinking about joining AF Mentors, it's afmentors.com. And if you just want to read more about the program, you can do so there. Or I'm more than happy to talk to anyone about their business because it just makes me buzz a bit. So shoot me a message at ESG Fitness on Instagram. What I did want to talk about today is something I see a lot, both from people trying to lose body fat or reach performance goals or body composition goals or relationship food goals or growing a business. It's applicable to all goals in life. And that is knowing what to do but not doing it. So I'm going to start with a quick caveat. Some people don't know what to do, but as a coach or as a mentor, that's the easy part. I've spent years developing and refining my methods of coaching. So I know what's going to get you the best results. So setting up your specific targets, that's the easy part for me. What the aspect that holds people back isn't not knowing what to do. That's quite a surface level problem, which, as I said, it's easily solved. I can show you that. What holds people back is the lack of action. It's procrastination. It's limiting beliefs. It's negative self-talk. It's decision fatigue. And on this note, I'm going to share with you a story that I wrote this week about two fishermen. The first fisherman I've named Nigel. He spent a few months reading up on fishing. He researched the best fishing rod, the best bait, the best technique. He watched loads of YouTube tutorials. He went and spoke to experts. And after about 6 months, he finally felt ready. He got in the new boat that he'd researched, that he found was the best one for catching the best fish. And he set off on his first fishing trip. And Nigel didn't catch any fish, not even one fish, no fish at all. Meanwhile, the other fisherman that I've named Stan was a doer. He went straight to the local Argos, brought a little kid's fishing kit, stuck on the end of it a bit of his lunch, which was a Greg's sausage roll, and he just went and started fishing. And he didn't catch any fish either, at least not on his first outing. But he went back the next day, he got some better bait, he learned the technique by doing, he iterated on it and got better on it. He fished in different parts of the lake and realised there's more fish in this part, or it's better to fish at this time of day, or it's better to use this bait. And he figured out where the fish were and how best to fish them. And the story of this goes that by the time Nigel got round to fishing, all of the fish, which I understand feels like just a little bit far-fetched, that all of the fish have been caught. But the story goes, Stan had caught all of the fish. But you can kind of ignore that part of the story. The take-home is, Nigel waited until he felt ready and he missed an opportunity. And that's something that so many people do. Whereas someone like Stan, maybe he was still like scared of failure. Maybe he realised he didn't know exactly what he was doing. But he practiced imperfect action, probably because he previously signed up to Commit to Six, probably because he listened to the ESG Fitness podcast. And guess what? He got results. He didn't wait until the quote-unquote perfect time, which never comes. He took action, he learned from his mistakes, and he got better. And now, Stan is a multi-millionaire fishmonger, and Nigel's wife has left him because he spent all their money on fancy fishing gear and has nothing to show for it. The point of this is, there are people with less experience, less skill, less knowledge, less capability, more life stress, more reasons not to do it, more barriers in their way than you, but they're doing better than you because they take action. Like, that is the secret, that's the fundamental. And I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not ignoring any of the barriers that you have, any of the imposter syndrome, any of the feelings of not being ready. I'm not ignoring that, but I'm saying that you can feel that anyway and still take action. So just to add to that, like, you can also, when I would suggest this, you can also think and take action. You can also, you know, do a little bit more research than maybe what Stan did and take action. It's not a false dichotomy. But you can also feel all these things and have all these barriers in the way and it not be the perfect time and still take action. Don't let the thinking and the barriers turn into procrastination. Call yourself out on that and get started, even if it's not perfect, because it never will be perfect. Okay, I hope you learned a lot from that story. In this episode, I actually was going to give some action points on how to move past some of these like limiting beliefs, some of these barriers that you put up. And if you want extra support to implement this kind of stuff, then you should work with me or one of my coaches. Or if you're a coach yourself, you should join AFM. So the first tip, and this is why I talk so much about imperfect action, the first thing you need to do is start. I know, shocking. I hope you're sitting down to listen to that. But many people struggle with this. They tell themselves it's not the right time, that there will be an easier time at some undefined moment in the future where magically they have nothing else to do and this will just be the perfect time to focus on exactly this. You will find you have to give up your perfectionist thoughts to start, because it won't be perfect when you start. You will have to accept and embrace the fact that it cannot be perfect and it will not be perfect. You just need to take action. And remember again, you can be scared, you can lack confidence, and you can still take action. You can have fear of failure, you can have imposter syndrome. If it scares and excites you, it's probably the right thing to be doing anyway. Imposter syndrome isn't a negative thing. If you haven't watched the EIQ webinar, which is free, by the way, in the webinar group, go and watch it. We talk a lot about imposter syndrome, how actually, as much as we often deem that a negative, it's often a sign that you're doing something good, that you're pushing yourself, that there is growth occurring. I would argue that if you're not feeling any imposter syndrome at any point in your life, you're probably not pushing yourself enough. Your internal dialogue is often what's holding you back. You're telling it, you're like, saying, well, you know, what could go wrong tends to be your go-to. So in terms of getting started, pick the most important thing to do. And that's not the quote-unquote optimal diet. It's not buying new gym stuff to make sure all that's laid out. It's not waiting for a perfect logo or your website. You can figure all that out as you go. That's the stuff you iterate on. That's the stuff that most people procrastinate over. Oh, I couldn't possibly launch my business yet. I don't have a colour. I don't have a colour that I feel confident with. I don't have the exact logo that I want to use. That stuff is completely irrelevant. No one goes to a personal trainer because they've got a nice logo. And if you're struggling to get started with things, environment's really important. So get in the right environment. Yesterday, I had a lot to do. A lot to do for AFM. And I didn't really want to do anything. I wasn't in the right mood, but I just went to a coffee shop anyway, got in the environment that I normally work well in, put some music on, had my laptop out. And I was like, whatever I get done will be, you know, it's better than nothing. And I got so much done because I put myself in that environment. Same is true as if you're trying to exercise. And, I don't really want to go. Get to the gym anyway. Get to the gym and just say, I'm going to start. And if you start and then walk out, it's better than doing nothing. But usually you start, sometimes those are the best gym sessions you have. Even put a time cap on yourself. I find that that often helps, right? I'm only going to do 30 minutes in the gym. Fine. Sometimes that 30 minutes is really intense and really, really good. And actually, it's not so much that you don't want to train or you don't want to exercise. It's just it seems like a drag. Seems like faff. It seems like it's going to go on forever. Set a time limit. And finally, my tip for overcoming procrastination, getting out of your own way, and getting results is to commit 100%. The reason I say this is because it reduces decision fatigue. Because you're not continuously bargaining with yourself about whether you could find a reason to give up. And spoiler to that, you always can. And I know that everyone can resonate with that. Like, we all do it. We all think, oh, but you know, I could do that. There could be a reason not to do this. I could just... And you spend so long going around in your head and you probably could have just done the thing and it would be way less painful to do the thing. Like, the constant bargaining in your head is painful. The reason that you need to commit 100% is that paradoxically, it kind of takes the pressure off. And I know that sounds strange, like committing 100% to the goal takes the pressure off. But the reason I say that is that if you commit 100%, then you can start to see little setbacks as learning curves or speed bumps on the way to your end goal, as opposed to failures that completely derail you. I'm not going to go into the absolute shit show that just occurred in one of my businesses, but it's going to be a positive, and I've already made it a positive, and it's cost me a lot, but I see it as a learning curve, and I genuinely see it as a learning curve. And it has taught me a lot. And going forward, I won't make those same mistakes. And sure, it was an expensive mistake to make. But it's done now. And I just need to move forward. And I know that the business is going to be better for it. So the point here being, if you're only half committed to a goal, then you're leaving yourself open to find excuses or reasons not to pursue that goal. If you can commit 100%, you tell yourself that no matter what, you're going to achieve that. So even if it feels like you're going backwards sometimes, you're still going to achieve that end goal. Because there will be times like that, especially if you have big goals. Like, it's not always going to be linear, and it's certainly not always going to be easy. And it may take longer than you think, and the method that you're using initially may change. You may spend periods of time where you genuinely feel like things are getting worse, or maybe if it's fat loss, you feel like you're putting on weight. But then you start moving forward again. And if you've committed to that end goal, you will get there. The 100% commitment, the key to that is that it avoids your internal battle between giving up and continuing, because you don't give yourself the chance to continue. Like, a quote I really like is that 98% is harder than 100%, because that 2% is that internal battle. And that avoids that constant and annoying voice of, I could give up now. That is the part that's draining. That's why you need to commit 100%. Hence the name Commit to Six, which actually comes from, or the term commit that really like resonated with me, actually comes from my hurdling days when I used to do athletics. And basically at the, where was it? It was about like, so I used to run 400 meter hurdles. At about 250 meters, like just around the top bend, there would always be a part where I would like pace myself a little bit too much. Like I'd like take the gas off a little bit, and then I'd try and like power through the last 100 meters. And when I did that, I would finish the race with a little bit more in me, and it would be annoying as hell. When really what you want to do is leave it all on the track. Like, I want to finish the race absolutely dead. That's the hardest I possibly could have run. So I used to always say to myself at the 200 meter mark or just past it, commit. Like, this is where you need to commit. This is where you need to kick now. Because if you wait a little bit longer, yeah, it might be a little bit more comfortable, but you're going to get to the end of the race with more to give. And I always had in my hand, commit. So that's where that came from. And it still resonates with me today. So your three steps are: start, take some action, no matter if it's imperfect action, it will be imperfect action, but start, take action, figure out what the moving point is as well. The moving point, the most important action is. So don't procrastinate by being like, oh yeah, I took action towards my fat loss goal today. I went and bought some new leggings. Like, no. Just go to the gym. Doesn't need to be perfect. You don't need to have a full Gymshark tracksuit outfit. Like, you don't need any of that. You just need to start. And then commit 100% to your outcome, because that's going to make it way, way easier. And I tend to kind of see, this is a bit of a tangent. Do I want to talk about it? Yeah. I tend to see two types of people, or maybe three. You have the people that struggle to start, and then you have the people that struggle to follow through, and then you have the people that struggle with both. And if I have a superpower, it's that I start and I follow through with it. And that is the secret. And that does mean that you have to be selective with what you commit to. You can't just commit to everything. A commitment is a promise to yourself. And if I have one rule, it's never break a promise to yourself. That is essentially how you ruin your own confidence and your own trust in yourself. You will find that you're much more confident, much less anxious, once you start consistently showing up for yourself and being able to rely on yourself to show up for yourself. I think I'm going to end before I go on another tangent. I hope that that's been useful. I hope that that's inspired you to take action. If you want my help, either with your own fat loss or fitness goals, or with mentoring and growing a business, then you can head to esgfitness.co.uk or afmentors.com. And if you've enjoyed this episode and you've not found this strange echo too alarming, please do share on Instagram, and I promise that my audio will be better next time. Love you all.